Refugee Crisis Imperialist Countries Bear Major Responsibility. Robert Batchett, Committee for a Workers International, CWI. It is the ruling classes of the imperialist countries who bear the major responsibility for the current situation. Historically, British and French imperialism largely drew the boundaries and initially created most modern states in the Middle East. Then, along with US imperialism, they worked to maintain their local allies and agents in control. Oil and weapon companies have especially profited from this region. In 2014, Saudi Arabia was the world's biggest arms importer, spending $6.4 billion on weapons, 10% of the total $64.4 billion world arms trade. UAE imported a further $2.2 billion is worth. But it is not just ordinary capitalist trading that the big companies profit from. A year ago, the EU's ambassador in Iraq, Jenna Hibakova, told the European Parliament's Committee on Foreign Affairs that some unnamed European countries were buying cheap oil from, and effectively helping fund, ISIS. Significantly, she refused to name who was involved. As usual for capitalism, profit comes before human or democratic rights. Dictatorship. However, when imperialism's interests are threatened, they intervene, usually suddenly highlighting democratic issues as a smokescreen. But local despots could, and still do, rule unchallenged if they do not act against the interests of imperialism. Thus, Saddam Hussein was unopposed by Western governments, in fact supported by them in the 1980-88 Iran-Iraq War, until he invaded Kuwait in 1990. It is US and British imperialism which, above all, have the immediate responsibility for what is happening now in the Middle East. It was their 2003 invasion of Iraq that set off a chain of events which, in the absence of a successful movement by the Iraqi working people themselves, has resulted in sectarian division, violence and civil war. While fighting to defend the right to asylum, the demand for emergency programs, funded by the rich and those which have profited from exploiting the Middle East, is essential. Now we have element among the imperialist nations trying to exploit the growing refugee crisis as an excuse to justify renewed military intervention in the region. Under the banner of trying to help solve the crisis, France has announced that it will begin airstrikes in Syria, while the British government has begun drone attacks and is considering asking for parliamentary agreement for wider airstrikes. But this will not help stop the flow of Syrian refugees. The addition of a few French and British planes to the US planes already bombing Syria, while adding to death toll, will not make much strategic difference to a situation that has spiraled out of Western imperialism's direct control. The aim of Paris and London is to try to prepare the way for possible wider intervention, and for the British and French governments to have more of a say in what happens. Socialism. Socialists are clear that it is only the united action of the working people and poor in the Middle East that can end the civil war, defeat the sectarian forces, overthrow the tyrants, win democratic rights, and break the chains of imperialism and capitalism. The revolutions that began in 2011 in North Africa and the Middle East gave a glimpse of how action by working people can bring change. Tragically, many of 2011's opportunities were lost because the mass movement did not have a clear program on how to achieve its goals. To prevent that happening again, the building of independent movements with socialist policies and tactics of working people is necessary. Such movements can put an end to the sectarian divisions, wars, repression, poverty, and fight for a world free from capitalist exploitation, where the use of the globe's resources is democratically planned in the interests of the mass of humanity, and not the ruling classes. Full article available on www.socialistworld.net. A Socialist Party article, Solidarity with Refugees, Defend the Right to Asylum, can be read by clicking here.